You're listening to Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. Cascade Behavioral Health Hospital in Tukwila has served an estimated 25,000 patients in the decade it's been open. It offers something in extremely short supply in Washington state, inpatient psychiatric care. But now that service is going away. During a Thursday all-staff meeting, hospital officials announced the facility would be closing by July 31st of this year. The announcement came as a surprise, one that Seattle Times reporter Hannah Ferfaro says will have a big impact on Washington's already strained mental health care system. Hannah is part of the Times Mental Health Project team, and she's here to give us more insight on what's happening. Hi, Hannah. Thanks very much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what kind of care and treatment does Cascade currently provide?
Cascade Behavioral Health Hospital is an acute care inpatient facility, which means that when someone is having a behavioral health crisis and needs a place to be stabilized for a short period of time, say 7 to 10 days, they can go to Cascade and get the kind of care that they need. So patients can go to Cascade voluntarily. The hospital also has accepted patients who are involuntarily detained and treated. And so these are folks who could be harmed to themselves or to others, or might be in such a state that they're not able to care for their own physical and mental well-being. Patients there might get medication or various types of therapy. Although it's a short-term facility, I did hear from staff members that some patients stay longer than anticipated. And one of the biggest reasons for that is because it can be difficult to find a place to discharge patients to. In the ideal world, it is short term, but in some instances, patients may stay longer, weeks or even months before discharge.
And how does this fit into the current landscape for mental health care in Washington? How in demand are these types of beds?
I'd say that it's hard to quantify exactly because there's no sort of master wait list for inpatient psychiatric care, but certainly from the reporting that me and my colleagues at the Seattle Times have been doing over the last several years, we found that demand is quite high at sort of all entry points to the mental health care system, whether you're trying to find a therapist or you need more intensive care like acute inpatient treatment, or certainly, you know, residential care. So folks who need longer term mental health care at all points, it can be very difficult to find a spot. I've done a lot of reporting on the youth behavioral health crisis, and I'd say this is also true for kids. For both kids and adults, we're seeing many people showing up to emergency departments because they're unable to get the type of psychiatric care that they need. So, you know, some people might just be only getting care in emergency rooms or at their community hospital because they can't get psychiatric care in a place that's specialized to their needs.
Yeah, at the Times, you've reported on kids who are staying for days, maybe weeks or months in emergency rooms because there's no facility available. So let's turn back to Cascade. 137 inpatient beds in Tukwila. Why is this going away? What do we know about why the facility is closing?
So one thing that I would point out, and this is something that I heard from staff last week, is that although this facility is licensed for 137 beds, it's actually been serving far fewer than that for a while now. So I don't have the exact number, but I do know that as of last Friday, fewer than 40 patients remained at the hospital. And that has to do with a couple of things, which is the hospital was not at full capacity before this announcement was made. And then also I was hearing from staff that patients were starting to be discharged pretty rapidly. So it's hard to say exactly why the facility is closing. You know, officials from the hospital did not provide details on this in an emailed statement to me last week. They did say that there were some, you know, certainly complexities for their business during the pandemic, but that's about as far as they went in describing the circumstances around the closure. I do know that staff were very surprised by this announcement. There was a more than 3-month strike by behavioral health care workers at Cascade Behavioral Health in 2021, But workers, you know, they've been back to work for years now, and the impression, at least from the folks who I spoke with, is that conditions were improving and that staff morale was up. So at this time, it's really unclear why the hospital has closed.
You're saying that patients had been being discharged, and now with the facility closing, those last 40 or so, let's say several dozen folks who are at Cascade Hospital will have to find somewhere to go. Do we know where they're going to be discharged to?
It certainly depends on the patient. I think there are some concerns that some patients may be discharged into homelessness. Staff members did say that even before the closure, with some regularity, there were patients who were discharged to shelters. And so I think that that's a worry. The hospital has said that they will have discharge plans for every patient that's leaving the facility. That could mean anything from maybe going home, with, you know, plans for outpatient care, maybe to a relative's home. Some folks, I imagine, would be transferred to other facilities, especially those who are being held involuntarily. So I think it just really depends, on the patient.
Yeah, I just want to highlight that. So, folks who are in inpatient psychiatric care at Cascade had been, in the past, according to staff members that you spoke to, discharged to homeless shelters. I mean, what does that say, Hannah, about the system and the ways that people end up in maybe treatment for some amount of time, but eventually back out somewhere where they're going to have a lot of pressure and a lot of detrimental forces on their mental health, like being on the streets?
I think that across the behavioral healthcare system, we see this sort of revolving door where people are in and out of inpatient treatment, homelessness, ERs, and jails. I would say that, you know, Cascade is certainly not the only facility where folks are being discharged into homelessness. I worked on a story last year and spoke with a judge who makes decisions about holding people involuntarily for psychiatric care. And he was quite frank when he said that, you know, sometimes when he's making a decision to let people, you know, leave or that their treatment is done in a particular facility, they are released with full knowledge that there is not the adequate outpatient care that they might need to stay stable. And so I think that, you know, this is something that we're certainly seeing across the state. This is not only a King County problem. This is happening in many, many corners of the behavioral healthcare system in Washington. And I mean, there's a lot behind this. There's certainly a shortage of behavioral healthcare workers. It takes a long time to get a license for good reason. But, you know, when we see big hospitals like this close, I think that it adds a lot of strain to places in the system that are already facing a lot of stress. So I think, you know, certainly strained across the board.
What have you heard from this Tennessee-based company, Acadia, that owns Cascade Behavioral Health Hospital? Are they saying anything about why they're closing down or if any of their other facilities, they own several in Washington State, might be in danger of also closing?
That's right. Acadia does have several other properties in Washington. Last week, when I was speaking with a consultant who was hired by Acadia to talk about the closure, he said that there have been no announcements of additional closures in recent months, and that there were, you know, he did decline to discuss whether there were any other plans to downsize or close other hospitals. So, there's no real information to indicate that there would be additional closures at this time.
Is this a done deal for this Tukwila facility? Are there any options for keeping the facility open?
I did speak with someone who is with the county last week who said, you know, that they were exploring options to partner with the facility to keep it open or possibly partner with the state to keep it open. But at that time, there were no clear details on how a partnership like that would work. So it does seem, at least today, as if the facility will be closing, although I do think public officials, you know, are looking into ways that they could keep it open. I don't have any information to know how or when that would play out if it did.
I mean, we've been talking today, Hannah, about how our mental health system is really stretched increasingly thin in Washington state. What are state or local government officials doing right now to try to increase access to these services, the types that we see not just at Cascade, but overall that are in such short supply?
State lawmakers this year passed a number of bills that I think are geared toward improving access to behavioral health. I have mentioned that I write a lot about youth and the youth behavioral health care system, and there have been investments and legislation, I think, that have tried to make the path to care smoother, especially for kids who have had trouble getting the intensive psychiatric care that they need. Locally here in King County, in April, voters voted to approve a $1.2 billion property tax levy that will fund set of mental health walk-in crisis care centers. And so these are places that are, you know, quite different from Cascade. A walk-in crisis care center, you know, provides on the spot 24-hour care, almost like an emergency department in some ways. But I think that was certainly an acknowledgement that we need faster access to care. And so that, I think, signals, you know, that policymakers really are interested in these kinds of investments. It would be a while before any of these crisis care centers open, however.
Hannah Ferfaro is a reporter covering mental health for the Seattle Times. Thank you so much for your work on this, Hannah, and for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Soundside. This show is only possible because listeners support us. If you're able to give right now, please check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.